This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after six on this Wednesday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Get your car ready for the holidays at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. Wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, steering repairs, and more. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Taylor Tire and Auto Service in Litchfield will be closed from December 24th through January 1st to spend time with family during the holidays. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
First of all, in our farm news and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 8.03 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. March wheat trading at 8.19 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. December corn trading at 7.22 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarter. March corn trading at 7.26 and 3 quarter, down 1 and a quarter. January soybeans now trading at 14.64, down 8. March beans trading at 14.62, down 9 and a quarter. The overnight crude oil market, 42 cents higher at 86.21. The Brent crude, 61 cents higher at 108.62. The February gold contract, $4.80 higher at $1,714.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.085 lower at 79.976. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 8.05 and 3 quarter, down 27. March wheat ended at 8.21 and a half, down 27 and a quarter. May wheat ended at 8.33 and 3 quarter, down 26 and a half. December corn yesterday ended at 7.24 and a quarter, down 2 and a half. March corn ended at 7.28, down 2. May corn ended at 7.30 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarter. January soybeans yesterday ended at 14.72, down 2 and 3 quarter. March beans ended at 14.71 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. And May beans ended at 14.59, down 3 and 3 quarter. December soybean meal yesterday ended at $455, up 26. January meal ended at $448.10, up 32. March meal ended at $443.20, up 32. December soybean oil yesterday ended at $49.87, down 96. January oil ended at $50.20, down 95. March oil ended at $50.70, down 94. December oats yesterday ended at $3.72 and 3 quarter. That was down 1 and a quarter. March oats ended at $3.88, down a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat prices fell in reaction to this morning's USDA supply-demand report. Carryover figures for wheat were higher than expected. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 5 lower at 7.06 to 7.25. Soybean bids were down 2 to 6 cents at 14.36 to 14.52. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 7.21 to 7.36. Soybeans were down 2 to 5 cents at 14.55 to 14.71. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 6 lower at 6.99 to 7.44. Soybean bids mostly 3 cents lower at 14.71 to 14.90. And the wheat bids down 17 to 23 cents at 7.96 to 8.4. I'm sorry, 7.96 to 8.12. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 3 cents at 14.87 to 14.97. Basis ended steady at 15 to 25 over January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis range from 459.10 to 470.10. And at the Illinois corn processors, their cash corn bids fell 2 cents at 728 to 733, with basis steady at option to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 703 to 711. Basis ended steady to 5 cents higher, ranging from 25 to 17 over, ranged from 25 under to 17 under the March. Soybean bids down 3 at 1467 to 1481, with basis steady at 5 to 9 over January. New crop wheat prices ended 24 cents lower at $8 to $8.12, with basis steady at 42 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 688 to 712. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed with quotations at 1484 to 1502. Soft wheat down 27 at 811 to 812, and the Milo ended 2 cents lower at 689 to 690. Contract bids to producers for new crop 13 delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. At country elevators to producers, new crop corn bids range from 580 up to 596. New crop soybeans at 1266 to 1287. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 587 to 608. New crop beans at 1280 to 1295. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn at 567 up to 618. New crop beans range from 1277 to 1292. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $8 up to $8.12. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 82.10, down a nickel. February hogs ended at 84.15, up 22. April hogs ended at 89.45, up a half dollar. December cattle yesterday ended at 126.55, up 95. February cattle ended at 131.95, up $1.67. April cattle ended at 135.52, up $1.42. January feeder cattle yesterday ending at 152.07, up $2.30. March feeders 154.37, up 217. April feeders ended at 155.40, up 222. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon market report for Tuesday. First of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Tuesday afternoon, barrels and gilts closed $1.33 lower on a carcass basis. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $66 up to $79.01, with a weighted average carcass price of $78.45. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Tuesday, slaughter sows traded mostly steady to firm with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds ranged from $40 up to $45, 4 to 450s at $41 to $47, 450 to 500 pound sows at $42 to $47, 5 to 550s at $46 to $53, and heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $48 to $54. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were at $36 to $40. Heavyweight boars over 300 pounds at $10 to $16. On the Illinois direct trade today, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded $1 to $2 lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grade barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290 traded at $51 to $54, with a few head up to $55. And Illinois receipts on Tuesday totaled 10,098 head. In the direct slaughter cattle trade from Iowa and Minnesota today, steers on a very limited basis did trade on a live basis at 124. And a more local note, the opening report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois, estimated early receipts at 360 head. Steers and heifers both traded steady to a dollar lower. Holstein steers $2 lower in a light test. choice slaughter steers range from 124 up to 128. Select and choice steers at 120 to 123. Slaughter Holstein steers choice range from 113 up to 115. The slaughter heifers choice range from 124 to 127. And the select and choice range from 120 to 123. And on the bucks, on the Carlotte Pork Report at at the close on Tuesday, trading was moderate to active today as 165 loads traded. The quarter-inch trim loins were unevenly steady. Boston butts did trade steady, and the skin hams weighing 20 to 27 pounds traded mostly weak. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended a penny lower today at $84.41. Now in the box beef cutout values at the close on Tuesday, those prices were sharply higher. The choice carcasses increased $2.12 up to $196.17, while select carcasses gained $1.74 up to $174.67. And on the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday, cattle slaughter estimated at 127,000 head. That compares to 129 last week and only 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter, a large 433,000 head, compared to 432 last week and 425,000 head a year ago. Also, a short recap of the hay report from the Arthur Sale Barn in Arthur on Monday. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded $1.50 lower, with the grass hay and wheat straw down 50 cents. Alfalfa premium quality small squares range from 6.50 up to 8.25, with some large squares 3x3s at 115 to 120 per bale. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares at $9 a bale. We had some alfalfa mixed grass hay good quality small squares at 5.50 to 6, and some mixed grass hay good quality small squares at $5 to $7. That concludes our afternoon livestock report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 159 and a half, up a half. For block cheese, 176 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 166 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1850. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.16. For January, $7.19. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.14. For January, $7.19. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.77. For January, $14.74. Wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $7.76. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.16, corn at Scottville, $7.14, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.77, wheat at Scottville, $7.76. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. At 6:22. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
The wintertime is a great time to think about your lawn and ornamentals for the spring. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications, as well as herbicide, insecticide, and fertilizer treatments for your ornamentals. For a free estimate, call Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331 and ask for Tim Rothy, Turf Specialist for M&M Service Company.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, the high in the low 50s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of showers Friday night and Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising, our temperature 21 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. He commented on the weekly supply and demand report that was released Tuesday morning.
Yeah, USDA crop report was fairly typical for a December report. Just kind of tweaking things, nothing significant at all. Generally considered bearish because U.S. for wheat because USDA cut U.S. Exports for wheat by 50 million bushels, and I had expected that. The trade wasn't expecting that. I expect that to be offset by an increase in feed usage come the January report, but we'll have to wait till January for that. If there was a surprise, it was that USDA did not cut its corn export number as many anticipated, including myself. I thought we might have up to 50 million bushel reduction in corn exports. That's where my numbers sit at, and then I expect a significant increase in feed usage come the January report. But USDA left that unchanged. A few things that were surprising is USDA did increase China's corn and wheat production estimates considerably at a time when China is uncharacteristically buying corn and wheat at this time of year. So that really doesn't fit. If you look at corn stocks, they fell to 49.8-day supply, global corn stocks, that is. 49.8-day supply, that's the tightest in 39 years and continuing to trend lower. And 51% of those are China stocks. If you believe China's numbers, China says they have 105-day supply. A lot of local sources say it's closer to a 30-day supply.
Boy, that's quite a discrepancy.
Well, it really is, and the trade continues to simply take those numbers, and frankly, USDA numbers are the numbers we have to operate off of. The question is, will there be an adjustment at some point? As far as China, I choose to look at what China does rather than what it says. When you look at U.S. corn exports being so low, I argue it's not because demand isn't there. It's because we don't have anything to export. If we had it to export, prices at the Gulf would be much cheaper, and we would be selling a lot more of it. We simply don't have it.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Over the past several months, regulatory agencies in Japan have reviewed their policy of imported beef having a 20-month age limit. In spite of a political shakeup going on, chances of lifting that restriction may continue to move forward. And with a report, we join Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
All indications suggest that this process will result in favorable amendments to the 20-month cattle age limit currently imposed on imports of U.S. beef. Japan's prime minister recently called for a general election to be held December 16th. While some observers speculate that this could impact Japan's review of its beef import restrictions, Tseng says this is not the case.
The election in Japan is not going to have any impact on the progress that the U.S. is making as far as going to 30 months on beef. In watching the election process, the U.S. beef issue has never even surfaced in these discussions. The reason is the Japanese public, as well as the Japanese trade, the retail, the food service sector, many of them have come out openly endorsing moving to 30 months. There's strong support for it. We have over 50% of the Japanese consumers favorable to U.S. beef, and if you add the ones that are just neutral on this thing, it's closer to 80%. The situation in Japan is encouraging, and we anticipate there'll be a Japanese team here hopefully before the end of the year. So we're in the final stages of all these discussions as far as moving forward to 30 months.
Tseng adds that these regulatory changes will create new opportunities for U.S. beef in Japan.
Well, it's an immense opportunity for the U.S. beef industry. It will probably eclipse 150,000 metric tons when we finish 2012. We conservatively estimate that we'll probably go up another 20% next year. I'm reminded that the total market in Japan is down about 250,000 metric tons. This is tonnage that was never made up by our competitors in the market, by Australia or New Zealand or any other country who supplies beef. We see that void being able to be filled. So it's very encouraging when you look at prospects for the Japanese market.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, this is Joe Sheely.
Reassurance is difficult to come by in today's cattle industry. However, the American Angus Association is reporting positive year-end numbers, as Cindy Campbell reports.
Phil Trowbridge, president of the association's board of directors, says it's a good time to be in the Angus business.
I think we've come off such a tremendous year in 2012 with registrations being up, CAB being up. You know, our fiscal year was extremely strong. So looking to the future, we're hoping to do that again. I think we're very fortunate to have some international markets that have opened up, helped us along the way there.
Angus cattle registrations increased nearly 7%, and the certified Angus beef brand achieved its sixth consecutive sales record, totaling 811 million pounds. Angus sale averages were up 20% for the fiscal year. Trowbridge says the breed is taking steps to secure that success in the future.
I really think that as we go into the future, we're going to see more performance data reported through genomics, which is becoming a very big part of our industry. This modern science is going to change our industry dramatically over the next few years. It's come down the road extremely fast at this point, and has been a huge treasure for us. At the American Angus Association, we're able to add that into our EPDs and come up with higher accuracies on young cattle that is going to help us develop cattle into more efficient, faster growing cattle in a very short period of time.
Becoming more efficient also means using technology in cow herd management, communications, and marketing.
We've already progressed. We've got an Angus app. We've got online services. The electronic age has been very kind to us, and I think our membership has embraced it and really utilizing it to a full capacity at this point.
A native of Ghent, New York, Trowbridge looks forward to serving the Angus breed as the association's president for the upcoming year.
Why Angus is very easy for me. I think that it's one of the breeds of cattle that has become such a dominant figure because of its predictability. The cattle are adaptable from Montana to Florida. And a big plus right today is we are in high demand in the feed yards. I think that if you talk to anyone that feeds cattle, they want to feed Angus cattle because of our predictability. And that all comes from the database that we have that has been so successful at telling us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And I think that's a big plus.
Association members would agree combining the powerful information database with reliable genetics will set Angus cattle up for success in the years to come. I'm Cindy Campbell.
The new Heart of America Dairy Expo and Trade Show will feature two nationally known dairy speakers in Dr. Scott Brown of the University of Missouri and Dana Brooks of the National Milk Producers Association. The expo and trade show is scheduled for January 25th and 26th. It will be held at the Ramada Oasis Hotel and Convention Center in Springfield, Missouri. It's open to all dairy farmers and allied industry. For more information or perhaps to make reservations, attendees can register online at www.heartofamericadairy.org. Allied industry registrations are $40 for the two-day expo unless they are an exhibitor sponsor of the expo. Hotel reservations can be made online at Oasis at springfieldoasis.com or phone 417-866-5253. And you can ask for the special rate for the Heart of America Dairy Expo room block. For additional questions, go to dairystl@aol.com. The Montgomery County pork producers and WSMI Radio are continuing their holiday tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. Until Friday the 21st, we'll give away $20 worth of pork certificates each weekday. Courtesy of the Montgomery County Pork Producers, just email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. We'll draw a winner randomly each weekday. Those who have won something from WSMI over the past 30 days are not eligible. Winners will be notified by mail. Once again, you can email to randy@wsmiradio.com. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade once again, December wheat now trading at 8.02¾, down 3. March wheat trading at 8.18½, down 3. December corn trading at 7.22¾, down 1½. March corn trading at 7.26¼, down 1¾. January soybeans trading at 14.26¾, down 9¼. March soybeans trading at 14.60¾, down 10½. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.